Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Marvin B. here, one more time, doing a wrap-up show of the SolarWinds MSP Conference in Orlando. This will be the last of our interviews, and I am joined this time by the Senior Director of Community, Dave Sobel. Dave, how are you doing?
I'm great. Thanks for having me. It's been a great conference, and we were really glad to have you.
It was actually a good 2 days. My first time coming to one of these conferences, and I was quite pleased at the turnout, and tried to get around to as many of the sessions as I could, but it's a lot of stuff here.
Well, we're doing our job right. If you're just right on the edge of, I can't quite get to everything, then we're doing our job right.
Okay. So, Dave, we're just kind of, I guess, going to do a wrap-up of the conference. But before we do that, I've not had anybody else start off by giving me kind of like who SolarWinds is, the mission, where you're headed. So why don't we start with that?
Sure. So SolarWinds, as a corporate entity, is known as the number one network management company in the world. And SolarWinds traditionally has focused on enterprise and mid-market IT departments. And what they've done is they've seen the rise of solution providers and MSPs as working with those small to mid-market customers, they've invested in growing out offerings in that space. About 4 years ago, purchased a company called Enable and started operating there, and then doubled down on that investment about a year and a half ago with purchase of LogicNow, putting those two companies together to form SolarWinds MSP. And so SolarWinds MSP is the group that focuses on IT providers, MSPs, VARs, sole practitioners, the guys that are out there making a difference in the small and mid-market customer base. We're the group that focuses on solutions there.
Okay. And I do remember SolarWinds many years ago as the product that you could purchase for network monitoring. And of course, it was always out of my price range and seemed a lot more enterprisey. So it seems as though now they're doing both worlds together.
Yeah, and the idea behind it is as one combined organization, we call it internally One SolarWinds. The idea is that we can share technologies. We can make sure that we're deploying the right technologies at the right size, the right price point for the right customer. One of the things that we announced here was some of that enterprise technology being integrated into our MSP platforms. It's happening the other way too. Is we're sharing technologies with our corporate cousins in corporate, as well as there's a DevOps group that focuses on that dev operations practice, which looks a little different than the typical MSP as well. So we've got a lot of engineers, the world's largest group of engineers focused on the network space, all collaborating and sharing these solutions across the org. That way our customers, our partners get the best of everything.
Okay. Now, I understand that I'm not going to say you have a unique perspective, but I think that you have a good perspective in the fact that you started out as an MSP, or you were an MSP at some point before you came along to here. But your journey, I mean, can you give us a little rundown on your journey to this point?
Sure. So I always laugh that I speak solution provider natively. That was my first language before I became a vendor. So I actually have a degree in computer science. I started out as a programmer. And as a consultant, worked through the late 90s and into the 2000s, doing product management and software development and consulting and security consulting and a bunch of different realms. And actually in 2002, was laid off from my software job. And one of the things that I'd specialized in was that combination of infrastructure and software. So I could not only write web server software, but I could run the web servers themselves. And so I decided that really what I wanted to do was I wanted to help small and medium-sized businesses grow with their technology stack. And I said, you know what, I'm going to take on that infrastructure piece. That's the bit that I think is the most lacking and the most need. So I took that out the day after Valentine's Day. It was my first day in business. And within about a month and a half later, I landed our first managed services client. We didn't call it managed services back then. It was all contract IT. And then grew the business over about a decade. And loved doing it, loved being an MSP. Had an opportunity. There was a buyer interested. I had the opportunity to sell the business. And then when I said, you know what I'm going to do next is I'm going to help a vendor be better and be better at working with MSPs. So I actually went to my first vendor job, was there about 2 years, helped them grow up their community. And then the opportunity to join what was then GFI came up, and here I am 4 years later through GFI to Logic Now to SolarWinds, and now I'm in charge of not only helping the community, but I actually also help with product vision and business strategy and work with the executive team to make sure that we're connected well to our customer base.
Oh, okay. So from that perspective, you have seen the whole gamut from starting out as a one-man shop, growing the business, turning into an MSP, even though you didn't call it that, and now being able to oversee everything. Now, since you've come up through GFI, Logic Now, and now SolarWinds, one of the things that has, you know, kept me interested in SolarWinds is the fact that it has, at least back when it was GFI and Logic Now, tailored itself to the smaller IT professionals. So, you know, we didn't have to go out and compete against the 50-man tech shops and stuff. So
sure.
I understand that part of this conference was to, you know, kind of lay out the roadmap, as you will, for mm-hmm. that. Where do you see, you know, shops like mine going forward in the SolarWinds roadmap?
Well, you're part of what we're doing, you know, and we really believe that we're going to have solutions for every size and fit of MSP. And that you can grow with us. The idea is you may want to start out as a one-man organization. You may want to stay that way. That's great. We'll have a solution set for you there. If you decide to take the growth path, you're going to be able to grow and have the technology will scale with you. If you decide to build a large regional MSP and you want to go into even more technology, we've got technologies for that. If you move into, as an organization, you move into enterprise or government, or you move into different realms, we want to have a solution for you. So we view it as a platform. We view it as a large amount of technologies that we can combine in different ways and help you grow your business. So we really want to make sure that you've got a partner that you can start with and stay with.
That sounds great. Now, what's funny is I actually moved into managed services kind of back doors because I did have a point where I had two full-time technicians, and a lot of their time was spent sitting around the office doing nothing. And it turned out that I realized, you know what, I can do much more remotely, you know, than having these techs around. So I actually downsized as a result of using the remote management product. So, you know, Logic Now, or I think it was GFI when I joined it, made that possible for me. So I downsized, got more business, made more money, but now I got to grow again. So it's good to see that growth is still there.
Yeah, you've exactly the idea. Is we want to have a set of tools that make you more efficient, they make you more profitable, they make you easier for you to run your business, and we want to have solutions that help you. So you're that kind of story is exactly why we do what we do.
Okay, I recall you mentioning something about the four E's, and
yeah. Easy to sell, easy to implement, easy to use, and easy to grow. Like that's we're really thinking about that is we really do think about those principles when we design the software, when we roll it out, and when we work with our customers.
All right. So now let's turn our focus a little bit to the conference, which is the whole reason that we're here. And I appreciate SolarWinds extending the opportunity for me to come. I've enjoyed my time, and I'm enjoying being able to interview you and some of the other staff. But as I mentioned earlier, this was my first visit to a conference like this. And, you know, some of the things that we were able to see, you know, the rollout of MSP Manager, seems to be something that is going to add some PSA integration to those of us that are just, you know, a lot of us are just using the RMM product. Can you talk a little bit about MSP Manager and what that's going to do for us?
Yeah, absolutely. The idea behind MSP Manager is you know, you as a business owner and you as an engineer need to track all your work. You need to know who's requesting what, and you need a tool to do that. And so MSP Manager is our solution for that. You know, we envision it's licensed by engineers, so we envision it really becoming something that you give to either just you or to all of the engineers that you work with, be them freelancers, contractors, or employees. And the idea here is that way you can track, you can log all the work, you can run reports against that, you can show your customers what you're doing, you can export it into your billing system. You've got a great way of tracking the work. And we know even for a one-man organization, you still have to log everything. You've got to track what you did. You got to track your time, and you need to be able to report on that back to your customer when you're doing billing. MSP Manager is about that, and it integrates right into the RM platform so that you can make sure that you can transfer an alert right into a ticket. You can move the information back and forth. You can link it to particular machines and get real insight into what you're doing for your customers.
One of the great things I saw was the ability to be able to do everything that you could in the RMM side within the MSP Manager side. So that was genius. Whoever thought up that was that an engineer's idea or a technician's idea?
Well, it's a team effort. We all make sure that we're looking at it from a business and a technical perspective. And I'm sure you saw the ability even to, within a ticket, click on a button and be then connected to that machine and starting to work. That way you don't even have to move from tool to tool. You can say, customer made a request, let's connect in and start fixing it.
All right. Great. Great. Something else that caught my eye, and I was actually able to ask your product manager, Eric Anthony, about NetPath, which for me is great. And my use case scenario really clicked when he told me that you could actually use it to trace endpoint to endpoint and look at bandwidth between client locations. That was a huge eye-opener for me, and I love that product.
We're super excited about NetPath. So we announced it at the conference. And this is exactly our One SolarWinds vision, as we took a technology that's in the enterprise NPM, Network Performance Monitoring platform, and we've rebundled it and put it into the MSP's remote monitoring and management technology, so we can take that best-of-breed enterprise tech and give it to our solution providers. The idea behind the feature is that you can actually watch between two points on the internet. So you can say, I want to watch from my desktop to Office 365. I want to watch from this office to that office. You can combine these different locations and you can get really detailed diagnostic information about what's happening between the two points, how the bandwidth looks, whether the connection is strong, if there's a problem along the way. So that when you're doing those diagnostics of internet services, you can be much more detailed. And as we know, as things move more and more towards cloud services, and as we're much more interconnected, being able to get diagnostics like this is becoming more and more critically important.
So was this something that was born out of the Enterprise Orion product that you kind of, I don't want to say watered down or whatever for us?
Yeah, so this and watered down is definitely not the right piece. What we've done is we've shared the technology. So Orion, you're exactly right. This is a technology that we've got in our Orion platform. Orion is the, for those that aren't familiar, are the tools that are generally focused on enterprises. So you're a large, you know, Fortune 1000, Fortune 5000 organization, or a government, or some of those, you know, one of those organizations, you'll use something like NPM to manage your network. We know that MSPs and SMBs are using a different technology stack, but have some of the same problems. So the ability for us to take a module out of one platform and put it into the other is really the engineering that we're trying to do behind the scenes. And so we're going to be porting more and more of the feature sets that we have at that enterprise level and making them available to SMBs. You know, there's nothing watered down about it. It is the enterprise tech that we've got there. It's just bundled correctly for a small to medium-sized business.
All right, I'll have some golf claps that you can't really hear on that. So it really does sound like SolarWinds is making an effort to bring a lot of that technology down to us. And I do remember seeing in one of the seminars that the dashboard, I guess, was a little different than what I see right now. I came in through the Max Focus side, and the MSP manager had a different feel to it. So in terms of what users are going to be able to see, is that changing for us, that you can see everything on one dashboard, or how's that going to work?
We're making user enhancements to this. I think everyone, I say this with love of the RM dashboard. I think it's probably time for a little bit of a refresh. Some of the new modern ideas about the way user interfaces are done haven't necessarily invested there. And so we're really working to have a better user experience, a much cleaner user experience, and with some of the more modern user experience ideas. Additionally, we know that we need to make it so that you can switch easier between products. We showed off a new user interface at the conference, the way that we're actually making a kind of a unified look between the different products. We're going to then continue to make enhancements within the products themselves, so they're easier to use, so that they're a little bit more user friendly, and that you get that better experience as you move between, so that we can really talk about it being a single pane of glass, and you just fire up the modules that you need.
Beautiful. Single pane of glass. Been hearing that for years. Would love it to where everything was really in one pane of glass.
Yeah, and it's important to point that that's always the vision. We as good engineers are always realistic about the fact that, you know, of what's possible. But knowing that that is the direction and that's the way that we want to do, and our product certainly should do that, is very much a guiding principle. And we're making sure that everybody knows, yeah, that's the way that we're moving on this.
Okay, great. So those were the two things that really caught my attention. And I know that I missed a couple of sessions that talked more about the roadmap and what's coming down the road. So in terms of the conference, it really seems as though the main focus was to kind of let everybody know, you know, because there wasn't a conference last year, SolarWinds had just, you know, made the purchase. It's almost as if this was a time to sit down and announce the roadmap and where things are going. Was that the intent, or?
Yeah, we'd heard pretty clearly from the community that we'd not done a great job of communicating both our roadmap and our vision. So we made sure that we had dedicated sessions for a business update. John Pagliuca, who's our senior VP and general manager for the division, spent some time talking about where we were as a business. Greg Lissy, who's the VP of product management, did some of the strategic roadmap, what we're working on actively right now. And additionally, I did a session on what we're doing beyond that to give a little bit of insight into our vision of the way technology is moving forward. I spent some time talking about the way artificial intelligence comes into play, much more better insights into data, putting humans at the center, and some of the trends that we saw there.
Okay. You mentioned AI.
Yep.
I heard somewhere along the way that AI is going to really become a big part of what we're doing in the SolarWinds MSP platform. Is that correct?
It's correct. It's definitely the way we're thinking. So what we did is we wanted to give some insight into the ideas that we have. I call it the MSP lab. What are the ideas that are cooking in the lab that we're trying to see how they work? And one of them is this idea of using artificial intelligence. How can we as engineers get all kinds of information and feeds? How can we let the machine do a better job of giving us insights and information? And there's some really interesting studies going on in terms of what's happening with artificial intelligence. One of the things I like to cite is some of the things that are happening over in medicine. To give people some numbers. Most people don't know that from a medical perspective, they've been doing some testing on AIs to do diagnostics, and particularly the idea of doing a diagnosis of a person In terms of Alzheimer's disease. And it's really interesting that when you dig into this, we're finding that actually the system is much better at doing a diagnosis of Alzheimer's disease than doctors. In fact, you can get an AI can do an accuracy rate of roughly 80% to discover Alzheimer's in a patient, where human doctors can only achieve about 40% of the time. It's kind of startling when you think about it that way, to think that the computer is better at figuring out the diagnosis, but it actually makes sense because they can pull from a much larger data pool. They have much more information and insight. And so our thinking is how can we take that technology and help make RM smarter? Wouldn't it be great if not only is it showing you a particular alert, but it's saying, I've already diagnosed this for you. And by my analysis, here's what you're seeing. And here's a way of solving that. And would you like to hit a button and have it solve it for you? That makes you as an engineer even better. And Marvin, you talked about the fact that you had staff, but you then found you could be more efficient by working remotely.
Right.
Well, what if we can make you more efficient by giving the AI, giving you even better insight? We know how fast the market changes. We're all trying to keep up with the technology, but what if the machine could help you and could pull from all of these disparate data sources? That would be pretty, pretty compelling.
So in a sense, we're talking something that's a little more involved than the logic cards that you guys introduced a while back in the RMM product?
Yeah, logic cards is a first version of that. So you can see that the way that we're thinking and the way that we're exploring in what we're doing with logic cards. Logic cards is one of my favorite features. You know, the idea behind it is that, you know, you're using big data analytics, and we've got a team of data scientists that actually mine the data and provide insights to you. You know, and so we've been exploring which data insight is most relevant. You're going to see some upcoming cards that are actually going to be asking for feedback. So you'll be able to give feedback on, was this information useful? Was it not? Why did you use it? Why did you not use it? Because what we're doing then is we're trying to make the system smarter, and we're trying to invest in the areas where we know that there's additional need based on what's happening in the field. I like to talk a lot about the fact that data is much, much better than best practices. You know, we all talk about best practices. They're great to invest in your business. But ultimately, what a best practice is this worked for me and someone else tried to replicate that. But if we can drive that based on data, it'll be even better and even more insightful.
Okay, beautiful. Guess I'll start paying more attention to the logic cards, because right now they just kind of pile up on my dashboard.
Yeah, and we hear that feedback. And by the way, we're using that feedback to understand which ones are being used and which ones aren't. This is an ongoing thing. You know, I always say with a smile, you're not going to wake up one day and the system go, here's the brand new feature. What's going to happen is this is going to happen over time. The system's going to get smarter and smarter. And so we're looking for that feedback. You know, I'm in a lot of our different social forums because I like talking to partners about what's working and what's not. We're always looking for new ideas. What would you like data insight into? Tell us, because we can put the data science team on looking at it. We can actually then start making new cards. If there are cards that are not relevant, we want to know that, because then we'll take them out of rotation and we'll put time in on other things.
Beautiful. All right, I will start doing that, and I will admit that I've seen the forums. I don't actually participate a lot. I was never a big social media guy, but I'm in now because I guess I'm media. So,
well, we all know collaboration's good. Yeah. You know, collaboration really makes us all smarter, helps us drive the industry forward and drive our businesses through it. And by the way, we listen. This is exactly where we get ideas from and where we look for, you know, for insights from the community.
Well, I can tell you, it actually struck me how many of the SolarWinds staff was here and how many of them were out and about in between sessions, talking to people. And actually, I should say listening to people, because it was more of the technician saying, hey, why don't you do this? Or why did you do that? Or something like that. So it really seems as though you guys are making a big concerted effort to listen to us.
It's part of our culture. It's who we are. I mean, we know we're only successful when you're successful. Our entire business model is bound up on MSPs and solution providers being successful. So we know that you're our best source of feedback. We so appreciate that you give it to us honestly, and we try really hard to listen. To really invest that. And it's really great. It's the same reason why delivering managed services works for you and your customers. It puts you and your customers on the same side of the business equation. We're right there with you. our business path to growth is completely invested in MSPs and IT guys using our technologies. We grow when you grow.
All right. So did you happen to hear any great little rumblings while you were out and about? Any takeaways from what the techs were giving you feedback on?
I took a bunch of different pieces back. I had a whole Q&A session during my vision and statements in terms of what we did, and we got a lot of great ideas. It gives us a lot of things to think about and work on. You know, we work in a couple of different ways. You know, we're actively working on features right now. We announced things like NetPath, updates to our backup documents product, which is going to be integrated in the dashboard. So those are short-term kinds of things. And then we also got some real insight into where should we go. So, you know, for example, people took to the idea of some of the AI pieces. One of the ideas that we had some really great conversations around is a concept of putting humans at the center. One of the things that I've been talking a lot internally, and it was validated by our customers, is that, you know, the RM system is very device-centric. You log in, you look at devices, you have to look at services, and then you have to collaborate, you know, you have to corroborate all of the different pieces of that. Well, what if we could put the human in there? What if we could show you, you know, here's Marvin, and here's all of Marvin's devices, and here's the services that he works with, and so represent you as a person, so that when your users call in and Jane calls in and says she's having trouble printing, you can see all of the devices and systems that make up Jane, and then be much more holistic and faster about the way that you troubleshoot.
That would be fantastic, because I can tell you that's what my customers like to hear. And actually, I just recently had a new client interview where basically they asked, well, how do you charge? Do you charge by, you know, by computer? And I said, well, no, we like to try to charge by users, because, you know, the user comes with a computer, a phone, a tablet. And so, you know, we can't charge you for every single device like that. We charge you for the user experience. So making the RMM match would actually be great.
Yeah. So we're giving a lot of thought to that. And one of the things that we know is important is we want you as our users and you as the community to get a sense of this is where we're thinking. This is the kinds of ideas, so we can get feedback, make this a collaborative effort and make the tools smarter and what you need them to be.
All right, great. So I know it was a packed 2 days, and I actually met a lot of people and got a lot of notes to go over and stuff. But I guess the next question is, where do we go now in terms of, you know, the conference is over, we've gotten the roadmap. Is there a call to action or a what comes next step?
Sure. So I mean, first off, I always say, you know, just because the conference ends doesn't mean the work is done. We really encourage people to interact with one another, to interact with us, engage with us on social, engage with your account manager. And then additionally, as always, you know, if anyone has issues or things they need, please raise them with support. So that way we can take them head on. We're from a company perspective, we're back out on the road next month. We'll be in London for our UK partners in November, and look for us in 2018 to be back out doing the conferences. Our vision of what we're going to be doing is we'll be doing a conference every quarter as we move around the world. We'll be in Europe. We're expecting to be in Europe in Q1. We're expecting to be in Australia in Q2, in the US again in Q3, and the UK in Q4. And additionally, we're going to broadcast particularly the main address and the roadmap every quarter, so that you can get that, you know, you can get insight into those. Now, as your first time, you know that a lot of the value of these conferences comes in the breakouts and in those conversations in the hall. Yes. So we really encourage people to join us at least once a year. Come on out and engage with us, so that you can get those answers, you know, from one-on-one experiences. And that's what's next for us from a conference perspective. Of course, we're going to be continuing to update the product roadmap. You know, we've got a bunch of releases that we talked about through the end of the year that we talked about now. That doesn't mean that we're done. 2018, we're expecting, you should expect to see continued investment from us, you know, in a bunch of new features and new technologies.
All right, great. I look forward to all of that. And unfortunately, I won't be able to go to London or any of those places. So I'll be looking forward to when you guys come back to the States, and we'll definitely make that trip.
Understood. But that's what the web, and that's also what the webcast then is for. So for, you know, every quarter you can hear from us, and we expect once a year we want to get the community together, and we'd love to see everyone there.
Okay, great. All right. Well, Dave, I want to thank you for the time here. And do you want feedback from my listeners or anybody to contact you, report anything?
Absolutely. Yeah. So I like to make myself easy to find. I love to be connected to our customers. You can find me if you want to email me. I'm dave.sobel, S-O-B-E-L, at solarwinds.com. You can use that email address to find me on LinkedIn. I'm definitely on LinkedIn. I'm on Twitter as at DJDaveET. I'm on Facebook as facebook.com/DJDave. I'm active in our LinkedIn forums. I'm active in a number of different social forums. So I'm easy to find kind of any of those places. If you ever get in touch with me, I also list my cell phone on every one of my emails. So if anybody ever needs me urgently, you can always know how to find me.
Okay. So I have to ask, DJ, does that have any significance in terms of,
It does. So I did college radio all 4 years I was in school, paid my way through school by actually being a DJ, and did that for a couple of years, with weddings and corporate events, post college, and still am known with a couple of my friends to occasionally do that. So, so the DJ Dave actually comes from, I was a real DJ.
All right. So cool. Not just all geek. We'll have to remember that at the next event. See if we can, get you to spin something for us.
You know, you never know. You have to tell the events team to consider that one.
Although, let's see, not to give away our ages, but were you doing the LPs?
I have got it. So I always say with a smile, I have experience DJing on vinyl, on cassette, on CD, and through computers. But it's more from the element of I've been doing it for a little while.
Okay, just questioning because I also have some DJ equipment, and nice to know. And I couldn't do the vinyl. I wasn't that good.
No, I never claimed to be great. I just enjoyed doing it.
All right. Well, Dave, again, thank you very much for coming on the Podnuts Pro. And I will be putting all of your contact information in the show notes. I'm sure that you'll get some feedback from us.
Look forward to it.
Okay. So, ladies and gentlemen, that will conclude my interviews from the SolarWinds MSP Orlando Conference. Yes, here in Orlando, Florida, at the lovely Renaissance SeaWorld Hotel. And I will be putting out the show notes with all the information from all of the people that I interviewed here, and look forward to getting feedback in the near future. So, be looking for some additional Podnuts Pro interviews coming down the road. And from Orlando, Florida, I'm going to say good night. And until next time, holla.
My name is Jeff Halish. I'm the host of Podnuts Daily, where we interview real people who are working in the computer repair field. I would like to invite you to check out the shows to learn what other computer repair techs are doing. If you would like to be a guest on the show, then contact me at guest@podnuts.com. Podnuts Daily, where it's fun to talk tech.
Music provided by Steve Cherubino at stevecherubino.com.